Vayter and Shaspir and Kiddush Daf Samach Vav picking up on Samachim Bees by the bottom of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up from the bottom. Marzutra. Now, we were discussing the concept of if you have two Edim, if it's necessary for have two Edim for them for the marriage actually to work. And we're going to talk to this idea similar to this idea of two Edim in reference to cash money. Marzutra Rav Ad Saba, Bnei de Rav Mori Bar Isser. They were the sons of Rav Mori Isser. Polig Nechsayu Bahadi Adadi. They split their father's stuff amongst one another after he passed away. Also, the commander of Ashi Amr came from Ravashi, and he said, Al Pishnei Edim Amr Achmana. The Pasuk, when it says Al Pishnei Edim, is the Torah saying that you need Edom so that if one of them wants to go ahead and to go back on that which happened, that he's not able to do it? Therefore, you need two Edom there in order to make sure that they're not going to lie and that they'll be able to back it up. V'anan lohadri, and we people, we're not a bunch of liars over here. Therefore, we're not going to go back on it, so you don't have to aid them. You have to evade them. Odelma lo mikaima milsa elabasadi. Maybe it's just a straight up din that things are not mikuyim unless there's aid over there. It says Rashi shafilu heimodim ein divrayim kayamin elabedim v'nimsa niim machzik b'shalavu b'shali she'ein chalukaseinu kolam. Amar lehu. So Rashi says back lo ivrusadi elulashakri. The reason why they're aiding over there is only to help them when it comes to the concept. So they shouldn't be liars. Rashi says a kofim divrayim. Lomar lo kenu. That say it's not the case. And if we're not going to lie, then we don't need it. Amar abaye. We talked about if you have one aid in reference to marriage. We're not going to discuss this when it comes to other isurim. Amar abaye. Amar lo aid echad. If one aid comes and says, you ate chalev, did it b'shogeg, and therefore going to be chayev to me chatas, Rashi says, b'shogeg, chayev at the carbon. V'hala shosek, and the person was quiet, then naman, we believe the guy. We believe that one individual aid. Says Rashi, naman aid, v'kashar carbon, v'ein kan mishum, oh, hodei love chataso. The point is that, yes, you can go and bring it to such a thing. V'tana tuna. We have something that backs him up over here. The Tana taught to back up this idea from a Mishnah in Croesus. Amalu ate echad echad echelev. We have one that said you ate the chelev b'shogeg. The Halla omer lo echalti. And the other one guy's response is, no, I didn't. Pater, he doesn't have to bring a carbon chatas. Taima da amer lo. The reason is because he said no. Ha ishtek mehemen. But he was quiet. Then we go and we believe that one ate. Next, from Rabbi, another idea. Amalu ate echad nitmu b'tar secha. If one ate comes and says, your tahor food became tamei. The halal shotzik is quiet, and then we believe him. V'tana tuna, we have somebody backs it up. Eid echad omer nitmu, v'halal omer lo nitmu. It didn't pater, he's pater. Taima domer lo, he said no. Ha'ishtek mehem. If he didn't say anything, he was quiet, then he's believed. Next, number three, teaching. V'amer abai, omer lo eid echad, if one eid that comes along. Beep, turn the page. Samach vav omer aleph. Shorcha nirba, your shore was involved in an inappropriate relationship, and therefore, Rashi says, v'aser, Akrov, it's also bringing a carbon. The whole shulchan is quiet. Naman, we believe. Tana tuna, v'shenev doba avera. An animal that's in avera was done with it, v'shehemis. Or that killed a person, al pi eid echad, al pi a bailim. Whether you had one eid or you had the bailim, that the animal was involved in this, naman, they're believed. Hi, al pi eid echad, hechidami. Now, when we say this idea of eid echad over here, what exactly do we mean? Idakam modu bailim. If it's talking about the owner of them of the animals admits to what he's saying that it was involved in being nirva or that it killed, hainu al pi bailam. That's the case of through the words of the Baal. Now the law of the Sussek must be talking about a case where the owner was quiet when one aid came, and therefore this is what we're talking about. We see that the aid one aid is accepted if the guy is quiet. Utsricha, says Rashi, doesn't mean Utsricha Lashminin, but Kulu Dishtikasa Hodayu. We have to say in all these cases that being quiet is being moded. Diashminin Hakamaisa, if it's just what about the first one, when the guy's talking about eating Chelev, then we can say that only here is the person being quiet means that he's saying that I did it. Ilav Dikimle Benavshe Da'avad, because we could say that if the person was not really sure that he did it, Chulin Ba'azara. Law of a Maisi, he wouldn't bring Chulin into the Azara if he really didn't do it, and therefore, he just wouldn't do that. In the case where your food became Tahor, well, it became Tameh, Meimar Minin Haidu Shasik, we can say that the fact that he was quiet is not because he's admitting it. The Sever Chazilei Bimei Tumaso, because he could be thinking that this food is going to be Roy to be eaten if he were to be in a state of Tuma. As Rashi says, V'lo Ichbas Lei V'lav Hoda'ahi Mutar L'Torim. It's not, he just doesn't care. Therefore, he's not being moted to this, and it's going to be moted to him who's Tahar. So you have to say that case also. V'yash Minin Ha. And if we would have said the second case by the Tahar stuff, then we would say that the person being quiet would be that he's admitting it. Because he's going to be, he's causing the person a loss during the days when he's Tahor, and he wouldn't have been quiet if he thought that it was actually wrong, and therefore he'd be admitting to it. I've a shore nearby, in the case of the shore is nearby, Meimar Amar Kol Shvarim Lav Legabi Mizbeach Kaimi. Maybe the guy is going to say that not all of the shores, not every ox in the world is going to be brought as a carbon. And maybe I'd never brought this, I'd never be mocked this is all together, and therefore I don't have to argue with the guy. Therefore, it's Sricha. We have to speak out in that case also. That if he's quiet, then he's like accepting it. Gemara comes on and asks the following idea. Ishto zinsa be'idecha. Let's say you have one aid that comes and says that your wife was involved in znus. Rashi's klamer amar lo aid echa ishcha zinta v'hu shosek. And he's quiet. Ma'o le'asara aid alav. What's going to be the din in such a case? Says the Gemara, Isha zinta be'idecha v'shosek ma'o. What's going to be the din? Can the husband still be with his wife? With his wife or not? Amar abaye ne'aman. The aid is believed and the husband's not allowed to be with her because he's believed. Rav Amar, that's Abai. Rav Amar, Eino Neman. No, we don't believe this guy. And have a Davar Shabbat Erva. This is a din of Davar Shabbat Erva. Something to do with Erva. And Ve'in Davar Shabbat Erva, Pachad Mishnayim. The halacha is, you don't have something with the Davar Shabbat Erva that's less than two witnesses. Amar Abaye, and Abaye comes along and he backs himself up. The one who got, when he said Neman, Rav says Eino Neman. So we say that he is believed. In the case of a guy who says, one aid comes and says that your wife is Mizana, we believe. You know, how do we know that we believe him? From the following story time, there was this blind fellow who used to say different Tanoic ideas in front of Shmuel. And one day he was late and he didn't show up. He didn't come to Shmuel. The shlich to find him. When the messenger was on the way, the blind man came on another road. When the shliach finally came back after he went to the guy's house, he didn't find him. Amar ishto zinta. He said to the blind guy, your wife was mizane. Also came to Marshuel. They came in front of Marshuel. And Amalei said, ime hemanlach the zil apka v'ilo lo tipik. He said, if you believe this guy, you trust this shliach over here, so then you go back and divorce that Ebbetson. And if not, low topic, don't go ahead and do not divorce the Ebbetson. Now, says Gemara, my love, ime hemen aloch, the love gazlanahu. Does it not mean that Shmuel is saying that if you trust that this person is not a ganav, meaning that he's someone who's actually able to be an aid, then you have to divorce her. So we see that even one aid when it comes to znus, Taka, we do believe. Rashi says, "Hi, aid kishar aid echad diyadabe shenam psule edus dilav gazlanu." But in this case, now we're saying is that he's you got a divorce. And bottom line, we're seeing that one aid is there's pachas mishnayim when it comes to the idea of erev over here. The Rava says, "Nah, this is not a raya." He says, "Ime hemenlach kibet shrei." Rava is saying that Shmuel was saying to the blind man, "If you trust this person, just like you would trust to edim zilapka, then divorce if you love it. If not, lotapka, do not send her out." V'amar Abaye, and Abaye says, "Mino aminelah. How do I know that if you have this one aid by znos that we believe her, that we believe the aid, the witness?" From the story time, the time you learned in the Braisa, Maisa b'Yanei HaMelech sh'holach l'kocholis sh'mibibar. There's a story about Yanei HaMelech, and he went to a place called Kocholis. It's the name of a, Rashi says, Shem Medina sh'mibibar, in the desert. And he conquered 60 cities. And as we back, he was very happy. He called all the Jews and all the Chachamim. He said to them, our forefathers ate meluchim, which is, Rashi says, yirakosim. It's a type of a vegetable. When they were involved in building the second base Hamigdash. Rashi says, Bayishini Shabo Minagola. V'yaniyim v'yumotsiyim v'tsoz malacha. Af anu nelchol meluchim lios zecher la'oni avasenu. Hold us the fact of Baruch Hu. We're going and we're saying thank you to Hashem. So we're saying, so we should have meluchim, like salty type of food, in order to remember our forefathers. Meaning what? Says Rashi, talking about remembering them being poor and give thank you to Hashem for allowing us to be success. And they served it on tables of gold. And they ate. There was a guy over there. And each late slave, Ra Ubliyal. A guy who was like, you know, a real pessimistic jokester. And yeah, bad dude. Velazar ben Porira Shemo, that was his name. Velazar ben Porira Le Yanei Melech. He said to him, Yanei Melech, Livam Shel Prushim. Alecha. Those are the ones who stayed on the derech and were doing great things. They're called prushim. The one who went against stuff, that's called the tzdukim. But it comes and he says, Liban shal prushim alecha, Rashi is sonecha him. They hate you. Vein smichim atzlachasecha. They're not happy with your atzlacha. Oma ese. So he says back, well, what do you want me to do? What should I do to see if this is really emissary? Rashi says, lead the shekenu to know. Hakim lehem batzit shebini necha. So he said, cause them to rise by putting the tzitz between your eyes, and they're going to show you what they really think of you. So he's telling them, put the tzitz on your head, and let's take a look and see how they treat you. Hakim lahem b'tzitz shebein einav, and he caused them to get up by putting the tzitz between his eyes. Hayusham zaken echad. There was an old man that was there, v'Yehuda ben Gedidya shmo. His name was what I just said. V'yom Yehuda ben Gedidya. He said to him, Yanei Melech, Rav Lecha Kesa Malchus. He said, be satisfied with the crown of you have a crown of your kingship. Hanach Kesa Kahuna L'Zeru Sharon, leave the Kesa Kahuna for the Zeru of Aaron. She Omrim Imo Nishbeis M'modim. They say that his mother was captured. She was captured by Goyim, a place called Modim, before he was born, and therefore he's not able to be a Kohen. He's not Roy. Vayivuka Shadavar V'lo Nimsa. So this matter was checked into, and there was no evidence to say that that actually happened. Vayibadlu chachmi yisol bezam, and Yanai was very upset. He separated them from the feast. Rashi says, shekaas ka'as ha-melech alayim, he got angry at them. And then goes on the bright, Saver melozer ben po'ira l'yanai ha-melech. Yanai ha-melech, hedyo shebi yisol kachudino, if Yanai ha-melech, the king, if Yanai ha-melech, I'm sorry. Yanei Melech. Hedge should be so kachudino. An ordinary yid, if it was treated like that, then Rashi says that Lizbol Cherposo had to swallow his pride, basically. Then Va'ata Melech v'Kohen Gadol. You're a king, and you're a Kohen Gadol. Kachudincha. Is this your din? Rashi says b'tamia shaloti nakemim, so that they shouldn't take revenge from them. Uma eseh. So he said back, King Yanei, but what should I do? Imata shomea la'atzasi. Rome same. So he's back. If you listen to my advice, then what I say is, Rashi says, Rome same is Hargam. That is, kill the people that were disrespectful. Vitora Matahela. Says, Megane, but the Torah, what's going to be with it? Like, if I kill these Chachamim, who's going to continue giving Torah? Rashi says, Shemet Tishachach. Maybe he's going to forget. Amalea, Rei, Sefer Torah, Kucha, Menachas, Obasocha, Mitzos, Veloy Shachu. Don't worry about it as it continues. Hare, Kucha, Menachas, Bekaren Zavis. We know the Torah is like in the corner. Everything's written down. Kola wrote to the Moshe of Avilman. Who wants it? Here it is. Come and get it. Amar Benachem Yitzchak, he comes and he says, Miyad Nizukabo Apikorsus. At that moment, Apikorsus came into the head of Yanai. The Havali remember what he should have responded was, Tenach Torah Sebechsav. This is good when it comes to Torah Sebechsav. Torah Sebechsav, my, but what's going to be the Torah Sebechsav? That's not going to be here anymore. Now, the Braisa goes on, Miyad v'tutzatzara al yidei Elazar ben Poira. Immediately, right afterwards, the evil burst forth because of Elazar ben Poira. V'yargu kochach misal. There's a famous story of Yana killing all the chachamim of Israel. V'haya ola mishtomim. Because of that, the Torah was mishtomim, was left without this Torah. Atzabah Shimon ben Shetach v'hisar tola yoshna. Till Shimon Shetach came along, right, says, as achi ishto haya. It was the brother of his wife, the Hechbiyaso. He came out there and he brought it back to its great, great and holy glory.
Who was he? Shimon Shetach was Yanai's brother-in-law. And his sister, who married Yanai, hid him while he was killing all the great sages. And he brought it back. Now, we had mentioned that Yanai's mother was taken, but then he found out maybe she wasn't taken, and then really it could be the coin. And now we break into that a little more. Hey, Chidami, what exactly was the case? From Rashi, Vayavuka Shadavar Velo Nimsa. They checked into Yanai's the story about his mother being taken by cat, being captured, and therefore maybe he's not fit, not Roy. Velo Nimsa. The Mashma, Sechziku, Lecheskes Kashas. It sounds like he's kosher. Elam with the Beit Treyamri Ishtivai. If you want to say there was two Edom that said that she was captured, the Chitrei Amri Lo Ishtivai, and then when two came and said she wasn't captured, and they accepted that, my chaz is the Samachta Ahani. Why is he decided to rely on those people? Smachani, let's rely on the first one to say Takashi was captured, and therefore he is not Roy to be a Kohen. Says Rashi, V'i Amat, if you want to say Uki Tre Labahadi Tre, V'uki Itza Achazkasa, we have two against two. We just keep her in the Chazaka, Hani Mili, he coming, if she's in front of us. So she came to Bezin, Latir Tamatar. So then we say she's a regular woman to say that she's kosher. Two come and say it's a problem, two say that it's not. So okay, you keep her in the Chazaka, that she's really kosher. Aval bena zeh, this boy, the son, Hanidon, he's the one who's on the hot seat. Ein lo chazaka de kashas, he's no chazaka. Sharei me'idin al tchilas lidasa v'psul. It's from the very beginning he's pasul. Ella be'eid echad. Must be we're talking about that there was one aid, meaning there's only one saying that she was taken captive. That after you had two that come and say that's actually not true, says Rashi, heid al shvuyo bo shnayim, and they were machish. And the reason why that the first one's knocked out is because two came. Halalachi, but two hadn't come, Meheman, then we taka would believe it, showing that even one aid is enough, even in the Davar Shebe'erva. But Rava and Rava say back, Leolam Treu Treu. Really, it was a case of two and two. Ukadam Rav Acha Barav Manyume, Ba'ede Hazama. And like Rav, just like Rav Acha Barav Manyume said in reference to Edom Zomimin, Hachanami be'ede Hazama. Here too, dealing with Ede Hazama. It's not Ede Achasha. They're saying, not arguing and saying that didn't happen. Well, they are Memela saying that. They're saying, you were with us. Yimano Yisam Makamponi is no way you could have seen it. The BY Sam, another answer is, Kedar Vitzak or Vitzak, Amar Vitzak, Shivcha Hechnisu Tachteha. The Yidden, the second set of Edom that came over there said, that really she was kidnapped. She was taken by the guy, but they also said that she was never alone with them. So there was never a way that she was taken advantage of. So what happened was is that they actually did a little operation over there where they saved her and they left a shifcha in her place, and they thought that she was really that same person. So in that case, the second Edom aren't contradicting the first ones. Both are saying that she was kidnapped. The second one is just clarifying and saying that even though that was the case, she was still allowed to go and marry a Kohen. And that's what was accepted because no one's going against them. Amarava. We back this up. Beep, turn the page. Samach vam beis. Minah aminilah. How do we know that a single aid is not able to go ahead by Dover Shiba Erva, even if no one is coming against him? It's not for learning to the Mishnah. Amar Rav Shimon Maisa b'megura shel diskim b'yavne. Rashi says that this is either a person who lived in Yavne, or it's a place that's within the town. The story is that there was the pool of diskim in this place of Yavne, that Shahisa Omedes Becheskes Shlema. This pool was used as a mikvah, and we assume that it was Shalom, that it was complete, that it was full. Rashi's meaning there was Arbaim Sa over there. Madadu, and then they came and they measured it to check what's going down. Avanim says chaser, and they found that it was chaser, it was lacking, it didn't have 40 saw. Kol tarish enaso gaba, anything that became tar because of it, hayor b'tarfon was mitaher. He kept the tar. Rashi says the amar hashda who the chaser. At that time, just now, when the time we checked it, it's chaser. B'shash the tavluba adam v'kelim shleimah. So it was shalim. Rabbi Kiva matam. Rabbi Kiva says no, it's tamei. He says Rashi the lo yadin and me'im is chaser. We don't know when it was chaser. V'nim tashen atvila. It wasn't lemafer. It wasn't atvila. Amar b'tar from mikvazeh b'chesk shalim who made misafik atabal lachasra. Because of a suffix that you have, you're coming to go and say that it's lacking al tachasven misafik. You can't do that. It's because of the fact that you have a suffix. We don't know the answer. So we don't know that it was chaser, so it's not. It was a suffix. Kiva Adam Zeb Cheskes Tamei who made. No, this person was a tamei before they walked in there. Misafik at the balatara. Now you want to try to be mitar them misafik al tatarenu misafik can't be mitar them because of suffix. Now, Rabbi Tarfon, he comes back, says, Moshel, Lomu de Markov Agabi Mizbeach. We can compare this to a Kohen who was standing and bringing a carbon on the Mizbeach. Vinoda Shu Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza. And then it became known that there's Eidos to say that he's a Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza, and therefore he wasn't a Kohen. He's a Cholol, so he can't be doing a Voda. Sha'a Voda Suk Shera. In such a Matziv, we say it's Kasher. Just like that's Kasher, if it's already done, can't now go and do, but once it was done, same idea with the mikveh as well. Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva, I'll give you a mashal to show you the opposite. Mashal omei de markav agabim mizbeach, v'no deshu bal mum. Then we find out that the guy was taka bal mum. Rashi says, the avad kfar, psula, that which he already did, is possible, filo shogi, even shogeg, and we're going to learn both of these out in a moment. Shavaradasa psula, it is possible, and the same thing over here. We find that it didn't have 40 saw. A person who goes in is tamei. Who went in? I'm Rabbi Tarfon. He says back, Ata dimiso le bal mum. You compare this to a bal mum. Vana dimiso le ben gusho ben chalutza. Nira le midoma. Let's see which one makes more sense to compare to. I doma le ben gusho ben chalutza. Nidunenu ke ben gusho ben chalutza. If we were going to compare it to that case, then that's what we were doing there for a story. Im doma le bal mum. Then nidunenu ke bal mum. We should say that it's like the Bamum, and then it's going to be no good and save Tommy. So Hisko Rabbi Kiva Ladun. Rabbi Kiva started to spell this out. Mikveh psulo biyachid. We know that a mikveh is, whether it's going to be considered good or no good, we can establish through one aid. Rashi says, Ba echad v'omer, ani, I measured this, and I found that it's chaser. We believe him. The Kaim Alon says, Gittin deid echad naman biyusurin. And a bal mum, says Rashi, ba echad umamar bal mum hu neman, who will come first. So I was going to explain it. So he's also believed. If one aid comes and says that a coin's a bal mum, we believe this guy, and therefore we could say it makes sense to say this mikvah is compared to this bal mum. Don't try to compare it to a ben gusha ben chalutza that you need two people for that. Davar acher, or you could say mikvah psula begufo. Mikvah is an issue with the mikvah itself. Balmum psula begufo is a psula in the person himself, and therefore compare the two. V'al yuchiach, pengushim and chalusha shepsul meichirim, that a psul is coming from others, meaning is he's just an outcome, a totsah of his parents behaving in a certain way. Amar Larry Tarfon, so Tarfon, when you hear this, he says, Akiva, kol ha-porish m'cha ka-porish m'nechayim. He's like, wow, you know what? You're right. Anyone that separates from you is like separating from life. Yeah, you're right. Hai balmum, shepsul b'yachid. Now, this balmum, Rav is not going to bring a raya from this eid echad shtickle that you need is not eid echad when it comes to dvarim shebe'erva that we're not going to believe, and he gets it from this whole discussion. Let's see. He says, Hai bal mum shepsul biyachid. Let's break down and understand this bal mum shtickle that only one person is passing. Hechidami. Idika machishle. The coin is coming, is bimachish, contradicting the edim and saying that he's not mimehemin. Do we believe this guy? Of course we don't believe him, right? We have two edim coming against one. Eladashasik. Rather, it must be we're talking about the case where, pardon, take a step back. Sorry about that. Hai bal mum. Shepsulo biyachid, if we're dealing with a case where you have one person saying that this Kohen is a Baal Mum, Hechi Dami, what are we discussing? Either come actually, if the Kohen himself says, not true, I'm not a Baal Mum, then do we believe the aid? The answer is no. Ella de Shasak, it must be where the Kohen was quiet when this happened, and that's why we believe him. We're going to say that we're in the similar case by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. The Shasik, it must be talking about where he is quiet when the aid comes. Vikatani, mikvah psula biyachid. And we said that the mikvah, it becomes through one person, ubal mum psula biyachid, and ubal mum too. V'al yochech Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza shab psula b'shnayim. So don't compare that to a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza that is only going to work if there's two aidim over here. So what do you see? That if it's a single aid by Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, then that wouldn't work, which means that when it's a Davar Shabbat Erva, even when the person is quiet, it's still not going to work. And that's what Rava had said. V'abayam, Abayi says, Le'olam de Kamachishlei. Really, we'll say that the Kohen was actually contradicting the aid who said that he was a Baal Mum. Then when we say, so why is he believed? We'll say the Amar Leh, the reason why he's believed is because the aid could say to the Kohen, Shalach Achavei. Says Rashi, Im Eincha Mum, Baal Mum, Vina Baal Mum, okay, so Haf Shepi Gedecha, take off your clothing. Vinir, and we'll all see. V'ayin Zuketani Baal Mum, Psulo Begufo, Shinucha Levar HaDvarim. You're able to be Mavar, V'chein Mikvah Chesron Lufanin, so too with the Mikvah case. V'hainu t'katani, he says, and that's what it means when it teaches mikvah p'tzul b'gufo, u'bal mum p'tzulo b'gufo, both these are things b'gufo, v'ayuchich ben gusha v'chalusha sh'p'tzulo me'acherim. That's a comparison that can be checked right now, as opposed to the ben gusha ben chalutza shtickle. Now, taking it back when we had said that a ben gusha ben chalutza, that would have said, k'shera aminolin, how do we know it's kosher, the previous stuff that he'd done already? Amar v'yud amar Shmuel, he says, amar k'ra, because the Pasuk says, v'haysa lo ulazaro acharav, and it should be, him and his children after him are going to be kohanim. Right? This is talking about Pinchas ben Elazar, that his kids are going to be kohanim. Bein zera kosher, or bein zera pasal. That means that all of his kids are going to be part of this, and this is whether they are kosher or not to be as Kohanim. Avuah de Shmuel Amar Mehacha. He says that we learn it out from the following. Now, before we see that, Rashi says that V'haysa lo zera l'charav, bein zera pasal min chalal, u'chatchila lo ka'amar, d'ha mechulal kari rechmana, d'shenischal mekedushas kohen. But if it was, then it's good. And Avuah de Shmuel Amar Mehacha. We learn it out from the following pasuk. Baruch Hashem chelu, pol yodov tirtzeh. As the verse says in Devarim, this is talking about the Shevet Levi, the Kohanim come from. It means, bless his belongings, Hashem, and the deeds of his hand, meaning his sacrifices, his karbanos, be mekabel them. It's telling us that afilu chulin shebot tirtza, even the chulin of them, meaning those that are mechulal, their stuff should be accepted. It says Rashi, that chalolin shabo, chalolin shabo shevet levi, dekra b'shevet levi, ksiv is talking about shevet levi. V'yani yamar me'achu, we learn it from here, that the pasuk says to take bikurim, that ubasa la koin asher yeh b'yom v'im, come to the koin that is in those days. V'chi sa'la da'itcha sh'adam holech etzel koin shelo haya b'yamav, what you thought he was going to go to koin, it wasn't in his days? Of course, he can only go to the ones that are in his days. Ela zeh kasher v'nischalo, we're talking about one that was kasher, and then it came out later that he was a chalal, that really he was a chalal. So in your days means at the time that you brought the bikurim to the coin, you thought that the one you're giving to is really a coin. But after you find out that he was ben gusha mechalutza, and therefore wasn't worthy to be a coin, but telling us that if it was done, then it's good, because by yom ha'im you thought that he was good. Now, frek the Gemara, Baal Mum, the avodas psula. You know, and I don't know about mum that is avodas pasul. I'm a vidamer Shmuel. Damer kah pasuk says lachein emor. Actually, I don't know if that's accurate, but lachein emor. Hinei niosin lo is brisi shalom. So they give him my covenant of peace. Talking about Pinchas. Kishahu shalem. That means to say when he is shalem. That's a person who's included in the kahuna. V'lo kishu chase, not when he's lacking, meaning not when he has a mum. I va shalom ksiv, but it doesn't say shalom, it says shalom, means peace, not shalim. Rav Nachman, vav de shalom ktiahi. If you look over there, you'll see that the shalom, it's the vav is shalom, it's ketua, it's cut. It's not written whole, and therefore it's coming to imply this concept that it's like shalem. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all you all a great, great day.